Hello, gorgeous listener. Welcome to Confidence Unleashed with confidence coach extraordinaire, Heather Tucker. Join Heather for candid conversations on intimacy for married women. Explore guilt-free sensuality. Let go of societal and religious taboos. Learn to love your body and boost that sex drive. Confidence Unleashed, your key to unlocking a more confident, sexy you in and out of the bedroom. And now here's your host, Heather Tucker.
Welcome into today's podcast. We are going to be talking all about the 12 signs your marriage is in trouble. Listen up. I don't want your marriage to go off the deep end. We want your marriage to last. We want you to have an amazing relationship filled with so much love, so much sex with each other. And so in order to do that, there are some things you need to be doing to have a long-lasting marriage. So let's talk about it. What are the 12 signs that your marriage is in trouble? Well, number one, if you're not practicing gratitude for the relationship that God has already gifted to you. It is vital that you foster a sense of gratitude for the everyday acts of kindness and support your spouse provides. You have to recognize and appreciate the invisible efforts they make to contribute to your life. You would not have your amazing life without the gift of your spouse. And it's not that they're waiting for you to say, I'm so grateful for you. They want you to show them in action. So if you're grateful for your spouse, for your partner, show them. Pick up socks for them. Go to the grocery store for them. Do the little things that show them how much you care. It's important because when they feel your gratitude, you both will feel closer and there's going to be more intimacy between the two of you. That is huge. The second sign that your marriage is in trouble is if you are not embracing kindness. You have to treat each other with kindness and respect. Those simple acts of politeness, they go a long way in creating a positive atmosphere within the marriage, within your family. If you have children and you are not treating your spouse with kindness, your kids are going to pick up on that behavior as a normal pattern for how to treat a spouse. They're watching you. So if you want to make that type of legacy impact on your future kids when they get married and they have their own families, you have to show them the example of being kind to your spouse. The third sign your marriage is in trouble is if you are not cultivating unity. Over time, you have to aim to become a united front. What that means is that you are on purpose looking for ways to share in each other's joys and sorrows. You're seeing your spouse's achievements as your own. And you're working through challenges together. One of the biggest things that has helped my husband and I over the last 23 years of marriage is that we aimed to become a united front. We did this with our kids. We aimed to have this united front with our parents. Even if my husband's mother made a comment or shared an opinion about how she felt about me, he made it his goal to take my side from day one. That is so important. You have to create a united entity so that every other person in your life sees that that will not be destroyed, that you hold this unity in the highest regard. The fourth sign your marriage is in trouble is if you are competing with each other. It is so important that you reject the idea of maintaining a strict balance in terms of responsibilities and contribution. Instead, both people should give it their all without keeping score, because this will help you to create an environment of mutual support. We are not in competition. Why do couples think they need to bring in this patriarch? Why is that even necessary anymore? We have surpassed our great-grandparents and our grandparents. We are in a new age where we are equal. There should be no competition. If you're in a marriage and this is coming up, you'll want to reevaluate your upbringing. You'll want to ask yourself questions like, does what my grandparents taught or showed me by example make sense to me and my marriage today? Does my wife have to be the one that cooks dinner? Do I, as a husband, have to be the one that goes and brings in the income? If we are a two-income family, do I need to compete with my wife to show that I'm a bigger man? Is my ego going to be hurt that bad, where if my wife is bringing home a bigger paycheck than me, that I'm going to be offended as a man? I'm going to feel less of a man? No, you don't need to compete with each other. There is a platform for both of you to succeed and to feel joy for each other's success. That's what I want for more marriages, because when you drop the ego and you allow each other to soar and to achieve what God intended for you to achieve while you're on this planet, there's going to be a sense of partying that you're having with each other. You're going to have so much fun because you're not competing with each other anymore. The fifth sign that your marriage is in trouble is understanding that men and women do have distinct needs and priorities. Men often appreciate respect, affection, and intimacy, while women value being heard, understood, and protected. It doesn't mean that the woman doesn't desire respect or the woman doesn't desire affection and intimacy. Sometimes a woman desires more intimacy than the man does. And it doesn't mean that men don't value being heard, understood, and protected. Both of us need those things. It's important to understand that while society talks about what genders should and shouldn't do in a committed relationship, that you have conversations with your partner about what is important to you as a couple, and understanding that we're all individual people, and that I, as a woman, desire more intimacy than maybe my husband does. So understand gender differences and how society has played a role on them, but don't make it the final answer. You'd get to decide what is your final answer as a married couple. The sixth sign that your marriage is in trouble is that you're not having open communication. You have to foster open and honest communication with each other. You need to talk openly about your feelings, your needs, your desires, and you need to make an effort to truly listen to your spouse. This isn't just a one and done type of thing where you have this conversation about how you think that marriage should be and what you expect out of each other. How often should we have sex as a married couple? Conversations that should be had before you get married. We change as people over the years. Do you know how many times that I have changed as a woman over the years in my 23-year marriage. I've grown as a person. I have changed what is important to me, all the way down to what my favorite music is, what my favorite type of movies are. That has all changed and shifted, and sometimes has reverted back to the original, and then I've shifted again. It's important to understand that as humans, we change. So if we're changing constantly and if we're growing as people naturally, don't you think it's important to keep the line of communication open consistently in your marriage, knowing and understanding that your partner, your spouse could change? And don't you want to be on the same page with them and not feel like they changed out of the blue? The seventh sign that your marriage is in trouble is that you're not prioritizing intimacy. As a reminder, my husband and I lived through 12 years of no sex. Do you think that was fun? I hated that time. I was lonely. And I know that my husband felt the sting of us not having intimacy, even though he was the one that was not prioritizing intimacy. I could see that it was impacting him as well. So you don't want to let the intimate aspect of your relationship take a back seat. Carve out time for physical intimacy and prioritize it as an essential part of your connection. Because if that's not there, someone else could very easily come in and take the place of your spouse. And you don't want that to happen. The next sign that your marriage is in trouble is that you're not establishing regular date nights. It is vital that you still date your wife, gentlemen. We need that. We need you to understand that we crave you to still plan our date nights. We want to know that you're still attracted to us. We want to know that you still desire to spend time with us, the most important person that you want to spend time with. And we want to know as a wife that you feel proud showing us off on your arm. This is my wife. I am so proud to be with her. So proud, in fact, that I'm taking her out to dinner once a week. So proud, in fact, that I will buy a sexy outfit for her to wear on our next date because I know she's going to be standing right next to me and other people are going to see that. That makes us feel important. So make sure that you are establishing those regular date nights to maintain the strongest bond possible. Also, spending quality time together outside of these daily routines that we have of going to work and taking care of the children can rekindle the romance and connection if that has taken a back seat and you are trying to spice up your sex life. The ninth sign that your marriage is in trouble is if you are not embracing stoicism. While it's important to communicate, avoid burdening your spouse with every single worry and problem. Instead, you want to embrace a sense of stoicism where you shoulder some of life's challenges on your own, allowing your partner to support you without feeling overwhelmed. Very important. The 10th sign that your marriage is in trouble is if you're not being realistic. So please avoid unrealistic expectations. Accept each other's flaws and understand that no one is perfect. Focus on growing together and creating a life that both you and your spouse find fulfilling. The 11th sign that your marriage is in trouble is if you are not making an effort to protect your marriage. It's so important to make a conscious choice to prioritize your marriage instead of giving into fleeting emotions. Commit to maintaining the relationship through thick and thin. Over the years, you guys are going to go through a lot of stuff. If you are newlyweds and you're still in that honeymoon phase where nothing can go wrong and he's everything and he's never going to upset me and I'm always going to love him. No, that stuff could alter and change and shift over the years. That's just human nature. You cannot avoid that. It's going to happen. So knowing that those types of things are going to try and come in and destroy your marriage, you have to make a no matter what commitment to protect your marriage at all costs, no matter who tries to come in and destroy it. The last sign that your marriage is in trouble is if you are not open to seeking professional help, if you know that things are not working. And don't wait until you have 12 years of sexlessness in your marriage before you have this wake-up call like, oh my God, she's going to leave me now because she's so unhappy. No. If you start to see things happening and it's going on for months, do it then. Don't wait for years because a lot of times it's going to be too late. Because then if you've waited too long to do something about it, you've allowed bitterness and uncomfortability and awkwardness and shame and guilt. And it's possible your partner might be falling out of love with you, even though they haven't shared those words, but they might be feeling that disconnect inside. To avoid that, you want to seek professional help sooner rather than later. You can handle some things on your own. You can. Sometimes therapy comes natural for spouses to talk through things. Their communication is amazing and they can get through those things without the help of professional guidance. But if you're unable to resolve these issues on your own, please consider seeking the guidance of a professional therapist or counselor to work through challenges together. It helped my husband and I. We were able to find out a lot of different issues behind the why we had certain beliefs, why we didn't talk to each other for a long time. Most of it was our upbringing. My husband was told to keep his feelings in and to handle things by himself. We were also raised in the Christian community where we were told that as long as you have God, that you can pray about it and you didn't need a licensed therapist because as long as you have God, he's the main person on your side that can do anything that we pray for and he understands our needs and he sees our needs before we even speak them out loud. And so you don't need a therapist. I grew up with that thought process, and so did my husband. That is why it was so challenging for us to voice when we were unhappy about our sex life, when we were unhappy about how each other handled a fight, how we were handling raising the kids, how we handled kitchen duties, trash duties, all of these different things that can come up in a marriage. So for us as Christians, because it was frowned upon to go to therapy, we kept all of those things stuffed inside, and it did more damage to us than it did to bring us closer. Therapy for us was one of the main things that helped to break down these belief systems that were created through our childhood and through being raised in the church. We were able to finally see clearly the things that were getting in the way of us having an amazing marriage. So I highly recommend that you do seek guidance, hire a professional to work through these challenges together, because for us, it was one of the main things that helped to bring us closer and to reestablish the sexual and intimate bond. And it also showed us how to better communicate with each other. So I hope that these 12 signs that your marriage is in trouble have helped. I hope that this will help to create some conversation between you and your spouse. Let's normalize these conversations about things that just aren't working anymore. and we love each other. We want to get through these things together. So let's bring them up in normal conversation. And if you are looking to strengthen your marriage and deepen your connection, I highly recommend that you check out my Sexify Her program. This program is designed for women who want to improve their marriage and enhance their sex life by learning valuable insights and techniques. You will discover new ways to create lasting intimacy and connection with your partner. It will help you to spice up your sex life. It will help to create sexual confidence. It will give you body confidence. It will help you to be able to walk naked in front of your spouse without feeling insecure about your cellulite or your bigger body after kids. It's an amazing program that has impacted thousands of women over the last 10 years as I have worked one-on-one and in group programs through Sexify Her. It's been amazing to see the transformation in people's marriages and to see people closer with their husband, closer with their wife, and having as much sex as they want, which is incredible and feels so good to be able to know that I was a huge part in that. So check that out. I included the link in the show notes. Until next time, thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for rocking out with Confidence Unleashed and the incredible Heather Tucker. Want to invite Heather to speak at your next event or dive into some one-on-one coaching magic? Head over to sexcoachheather.com. Until next time, keep it sexy and stay true to yourself. Shh.